Good morning, this is Brian Alvarez and I am heading to work, and it's Thursday morning to be exact. And today I want to talk to you guys about just something that's been in my heart lately. It's this whole mindset of, you know, collaboration and working with others. You know, that in itself can really speak a lot, because lately, man, I've experienced many people that would rather take on tasks on their own and they have no idea what they're doing. Many times they get hired for a new position, or they, you know, accept a role for some sort of program, and they have no idea what they're doing. They don't, and it's significant, and we see it and people see it, and you know, it's just human nature for people to offer their help. You know, it is. If you see somebody in need, or at least if you're human, at least if you see somebody in need, if you see somebody that needs help, something inside of you cringes to help. And speaking for myself, I tend to throw myself in there. I tend to offer my services even if it's not requested. And that's frowned upon, I get it, but man, I don't want to see you fall. And if falling is the only way that you can learn, then so be it. At least I can say I offered my help. But to my topic, if you're trying to portray this whole aspect of fake it till you make it, you can only fake it so much or for so long until you get caught. And when you get caught, I guarantee you're going to make yourself look like a fool, because people will know that you're faking it. They'll know that, okay, you really have no idea what you're doing, but you're trying to display this character that I know what's up, I know how to do it, don't bother me, this is the way I want to do it, but it's wrong and you're going to fail. So I do not agree with fake it till you make it. I really agree with collaborating with others, because at the end of the day, you learn from other people. You do. That's just how life works. You know, you learn from someone. And if you're not allowing someone to be, you know, if you don't allow somebody to speak into your life with what you're doing and what role you play, you're going to fail. You are. And it's going to be heavy when you fall, because you're going to recognize that you should have taken that offer, you should have taken that help, you should have collaborated with this person, you should have picked this person's brain and use it for your own purposes. Rather, they're trying to do it on your own and failing. Guys, someone has done it already. You just have to allow that person to speak into your life so you can make a difference in the role that you play. You know, me, for example, with the film industry, man, it's huge collaboration that you need in order to be successful. Huge. You cannot do the film industry on your own. You can't be that lone ranger and hope that somebody will pick you up, or that Spielberg will see your work, or Michael Bay will say, hey, come work with my production set. That, guys, that's a myth. That's impossible. Maybe one in a billion. But if you really want to become successful in anything that you're involved in, collaboration is key. And with the film industry, me personally, I've experienced this to the T. I volunteered. I've done a ton of free work, and I managed to meet people through my volunteering, through my free work, in which led me to meet bigger people, which led me to meet artists that I can now offer work and exposure to. You know, I've done a ton of free work with the church district. With the Assemblies of God, I volunteered for so many years. They liked what I did and they hired me, and I was there for a couple more years. And through that whole aspect, I was like a sponge absorbing and learning everything and anything that came out of that office. You know, from meeting big people, from collaborating with people, from, you know, experiencing new things and experimenting with projects. And I milked it. Up to the point where I felt that it's time for me to, you know, to leave that department, I just milked it as much as I can. But I did ask for help. And through that asking for help, I met a mentor that had allowed me to learn everything from him. He took me under his wing. He brought me on film sets, production sets. And, you know, I was his assistant. I was at times just, you know, there, just a shadowing. And guys, I met artists that led me to do a vlog for a high-profile artist within that industry. And again, it started from volunteering that led me to do this video, this vlog, for this artist. And guys, now my name is on that vlog. In fact, I believe I even come out on the vlog, I think. I'm not even sure. But guys, what I'm trying to say here, if I'm saying anything at all, is that learn to collaborate with people. Because if, again, you're struggling with your niche, or if you feel that you need some help, or if you have plateaued, collaboration is the only way to excel, guys. It is. And I want to dare you to try it, because at the end of the day, people have done it already. People know something that you might not know, and you're limiting yourself because of your pride, and you're limiting yourself because you want to prove to others that you can do it on your own. But quite in reality, you don't know what you're doing, and you are going to fail if you don't allow others to help. There's nothing bad with help, guys. There isn't. There's nothing bad with help. It's just your pride getting in the way. So that's what I want to share with you guys. It's a little thought that I had in the morning, and I want to keep these podcasts consistent. I really believe that, you know, what I've learned throughout my entrepreneur journey has stuff that can bring you value with your own ventures and your own projects. I don't know it all. I'm not the model entrepreneur. I learn from others as well. And there's many people that I ask for help all the time, because I recognize that I can't do it on my own. So be willing to learn, be willing to be helped, and learn to ask for help. That's my advice this morning. It's Thursday. It's April 5th. Yes, it's April 5th, 8:50 to be exact, my time. And yeah, guys, catch me tomorrow. I will speak a little bit more. I hope that this brought you a little bit of value in the morning. Share your thoughts, favorite it, clap, whatever it is that you can do on this Anchor app, and I hope to catch you soon. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.